My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, live at Texans Training Camp as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Nick Caserio joining us at the bottom of the hour. Shifted the clock a little bit around. If you're someone who's an avid 7 o'clock hour listener, we're going to probably jump out in about 20 minutes or so we can get more time with Nick starting at 7:30. Shuffling things around a little bit, but it's for a good reason. We've got the Texans GM joining us here at the bottom of the hour. Is the AFC South itself the reason why the Texans could make a big Super Bowl run? Here was Field Yates yesterday on ESPN talking about the tapestry of the AFC playoff race.
Of those 5 or 6 teams that I'm mentioning as like the AFC's superpower teams, the Houston's playing a division where I think they're the only one in their division that I would classify right now as ready to make a Super Bowl push. I think Indianapolis is on the come, and Jacksonville, you know, if they can sort of be more the team they were in the first half of last season, then they could be back in the mix. But if you're playing the AFC East, Buffalo, the Jets, and the Dolphins all expect to be playing for a Super Bowl this season. In the AFC North, all 4 teams feel that way. It's not that the Houston division, the AFC South, is a cakewalk right now, Hannah, but those incrementally easier division games could be the difference between Houston hosting a playoff game in the second round or not, and that can often be a determinant in how far a team goes in the playoffs.
I think that
you buying what he's selling.
I'm not. You know, it's nice that those teams feel like they're going to go to a Super Bowl. I suppose
talking about the AFC East.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the Jets could feel like they're going to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but they've got some concerns above and beyond just Aaron Rodgers. You know, they've got offensive. They signed some offensive tackles that are notoriously injury prone to protect their old guy coming off of an Achilles tendon tear. But aside from all that, I think the thing with the AFC South, the biggest swing of all is just the health of Anthony Richardson, one. And what exactly do you have in Will Levis with their new coach Callahan, who brought his dad in as the offensive line coach, and his dad, Bill Callahan.
Underrated acquisition.
Right,
there.
Right. Because they're going to try to run a system very similar to the Texans, and the run game is critical. Now, we saw last year, you can get away with not having a good run game if you have a quarterback like C.J. Stroud.
Correct.
I have seen Will Levis now, once in person, once on television.
Yeah. What's your assessment?
He is no – listen, I've met C.J. Stroud. You, sir, are no C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Will Levis, my God, I can't believe there's people that are still high on this guy.
Yeah.
I was talking about
– thank God Tennessee seems to be one of them.
Well, I was talking about Jalen Petrie yesterday and some of the challenges he had last year. And, you know, one of them was going against savvy route runners like DeAndre Hopkins. Petrie would guess a little bit, and he got beat on double moves by DeAndre Hopkins. And if Will Levis could throw the ball more than 35 yards with any velocity, it would have been touchdowns each time.
Yeah.
Will Levis cannot. He's just – and he plays like he's trying to win the approval of daddy, or that somebody called him a wuss or something. He takes contact that he doesn't need to contact.
All the time.
That he doesn't need to take, and he doesn't have the body to withstand it.
Yeah.
I would say Will Levis – I would – wager that Anthony Richardson plays 17 games before Will Levis plays 17 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's picking either of them to do it, but I get what you're saying. And then I think Trevor Lawrence, also throw him in there. Like, does Trevor Lawrence – we've seen two Trevor Lawrences. We've seen the one that finished 2022 and started 23. You know, they finished whatever it was, 6-1 that year they made the playoffs. Then they got out like gangbusters last year. And then there's the Trevor Lawrence that's been the rest of his career, which has been – anywhere from mediocre to his rookie year, just really, really bad.
I was having a debate with a Jaguars fan who said, well, you got to realize that Trevor Lawrence had a sprained AC joint last year. And I said, well, you know who else had a sprained AC joint?
Tell him, Seth.
The guy who had a better season than Trevor Lawrence has ever had in his rookie year, C.J. Stroud.
That's right.
He was playing. He had that AC joint. He had that AC issue the entire season
his
long.
His throwing shoulder.
Yeah. So I don't take injuries is an excuse for a quarterback. If you're out there, you need to be a good quarterback. That's the way it operates. The really good quarterbacks in the NFL over time have played through a myriad of injuries, and their play doesn't drop off that much. You can't say, that quarterback's had injury issues. Not with quarterbacks.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
No. And you were going in a direction when you mentioned the Jets that I was jotting down here. As I was jotting what Field Yates was saying down, jotting the teams down, I think there's a chance that all three of those AFC East teams that he's talking about all think they can go to the Super Bowl, which, as you point out, great, you think you can go there. I think there's a chance they're all overrated.
Yeah.
You know, Buffalo, I don't think you just completely gut the offensive weapon room for Josh Allen and think that Josh Allen is a guy who's going to raise the level of Curtis Samuel and you know, the other young guys that they have. They brought in, I forget who, they brought in some one-year guys. That receiving room is one of, at least on paper, one of the worst in the NFL. Now, that can change. We know that firsthand here in Houston. This time a year ago, the Texans were thought to have the worst receiving room in the league, and it turns out they had some diamonds in the rough. But I think Buffalo, I think there's a chance this is a year. I thought last year would be the year they backslide. They've lost a lot off of last year's team. I think the Jets, if you're counting on Aaron Rodgers right now, and you're talking Super Bowl in New York, And then I think Miami, who knows what this contract thing does to Tua if he doesn't get a deal, you know? And they've lost pieces, too.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
on the defensive side
Tua's,
of the ball.
Tua might be a mental basket case with any kind of he's the classic instance of, man, there's things that, okay, you might have contract disputes with your quarterback or something like that, but that position is specifically – the type of position where you want a quarterback who isn't affected by it.
Correct.
Like, you don't have – like, that's the last thing. A quarterback who's affected by contract discontent or so, is an indication that he doesn't deserve the contract. Tua's just publicly come out and said that it wears on him.
Yeah, there's three levels. The tippy-top one is you just want someone who's not affected by it at all.
Yeah.
The second one you want is someone who – if they're affected by it, they don't show it, at least.
Right, or they're fueled by it, and they certainly don't show weakness.
Yeah.
That might filter out to the rest of the team.
Who's the third category who's whining about it openly and about how it's affecting him?
Yeah.
That's the bad category.
And he's just, I mean, you know, I think a lot of things that people say about Brock Purdy, that he's just a product of the system or what have you, or having all that talent around him. And you can have that debate. That's understandable. I've become more bullish on Brock Purdy throughout the offseason. But I just don't see it with Tua. I don't see it. I think that's a Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle creation.
Yeah.
And when things break down, it's very rare that he does anything with it. If it's not going the way the play is constructed in the first 1.9 seconds, then all right, on to the next play, you might as well.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with you live at Texans training camp. Nick Caserio going to join us at the bottom of the hour at 7:30. You and I talked about this yesterday. You had the Pro Football Reference page open with the Texans draft history the last...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
3 years since Nick got here, and we started digging into the 2022 class a little bit. And that 2022 class, this is a big swing year for those guys. I think we feel good about Stingley, the player who he is. He's got to stay healthy. Christian Harris, I think we're feeling better about the player he is based on the second half of last season. I would like to see him out here at practice at some point, but I'm going to put those two aside. There's four players right now who swing the fortunes of that class, how good or bad it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen flashes to, in the case of Dameon Pierce, a full good season. We've seen flashes out of all of them, but they also all had 2023s that they would like to have back, I would guess. Kenyon Green, Jalen Petrie, John Metchie III, Dameon Pierce.
Yep.
I would say cautiously so far, training camp has been a positive to varying degrees for all four of those.
Yeah,
guys.
And I think Jalen Petrie is the biggest question mark in terms of just how exactly are they going to use him. He's been lining up at slot corner a lot, but he's also played safety. And I think, as you pointed out yesterday, some of that's going to probably depend on Kalen Bullock and some of the other safeties and how they feel about them, if they feel confident starting a rookie, if they can use Jalen Petrie in the slot. And I don't know if he'd be the every down nickelback. You know, they might work Dez King with some receivers versus Jalen Petrie, but I think it's going to be definitely closer to the role that he had at Baylor.
Yeah.
He's going to be a versatile player, kind of a jackknife or a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he was Big 12 Player of the Year playing that role.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get to Petrie in a second. Kenyon Green is a big one. Kenyon Green, they put the pads on finally yesterday. So far, so good for Kenyon Green, I guess. We'll see how it continues to go. But here was Titus Howard yesterday on the growth in Kenyon Green, who missed all of last season and now heading into a crucial year three.
Growth, man. Maturity. Kenyon's matured a lot. He's put in a lot of work. His body is in the best position he's been in. His mind is in the best position he's been in. He's very confident, in his ability. And he's putting it all together, man. He's been out here putting some good stuff on the field for these first couple of days of camp. And I'm excited to see him grow. Like I told him, I've been in the same position he's in right now. You just got to keep working, man. Just keep grinding. He's going to, he's going to get better. And I feel like it's going to be a good year for him.
Real quick. We've been saying how good Kenyon looks body type-wise out here. Somehow I stumbled across pictures or video of Kenyon playing in his rookie year.
Yeah.
Holy crap, he really does look totally different.
Well, Titus yesterday made the really good point that I feel like an idiot and a jerk for not at least mentioning it at times where, we had commented on from his rookie year on into last year that Kenyon just – he looks like a big kid more so than a full-grown man. Yeah. And Titus Howard said, he's really, really young. He's still one of the youngest guys on the team. And I'm guessing if we get to it with Nick, I'll ask him about that. Like, just kind of factoring in the future physical maturation of a guy. Because there are a lot of guys
when you're scouting them
in the NFL that are still physically maturing. So I know, Kenyon put a lot of time and effort into training and getting himself healthy in the offseason, but some of it might just be flat out physical maturity. You do see that in the NFL with some guys. You're still getting more physically mature until you're 25 or 26 years old or so. So that's another reason for upside. Yeah, I guess the one big thing that we just won't know about with Kenyon Green is, was it just this anatomical chain reaction effect where he was playing through injury all the time so he would get more injuries, or is he potentially actually injury prone? And we just won't know until he gets out there and plays healthy for a whole season.
No doubt. Back to Petrie for a second. Petrie did not have the 2023 he was hoping for. By the end of the season, the Cleveland game in week 16, he got benched. It was a bad game for him. He is being used differently throughout camp this year. He seemed very excited about it yesterday at his media session when he got asked about three or four questions about playing nickel. He seems super excited all the time, even when things are going badly, Jalen Petrie. He's a generally upbeat guy. But this is Jalen Petrie talking about owning the situation, owning his performance from last season.
Yeah, I think it's just owning the situation and how it comes. Everything might not go your way, whether that's a play, whether that's a day, in your life. And you got to just keep pushing and keep finding ways to get better. I think that's what I'm trying to do, trying to stay positive with my teammates and try to be a, uplifting role model to them. Because, like I said, these days are hard for us and they are long. So, I'm just trying to be that, that peaceful guy in the locker room, somebody that you could just come to and just chop it up with and, uplift the spirit of the whole, team.
Be that peaceful guy in the locker room.
Peaceful.
This is another, this is a little bit of a Brene Brown teaching right there, too. University of Houston professor Brene Brown. Mm-hmm. She talks about a lot of times people feel like in a stressful situation, you just think like, okay, I got to be the person that does something. Like sometimes being the person that's peaceful and like she says, most people say like, don't just sit there, do something. she says, don't just do something, just sit there.
Yeah.
And you can be the peaceful presence.
Sometimes doing nothing is actually doing something.
I said the other day that D'Amico, in a lot of ways, has a lot of the qualities that Brené Brown would advocate.
Mm-hmm.
I said he's like an androgenized Brené Brown. And I don't know if he would take that as a compliment or even understand who Brené Brown is. But I think he's got a very good emotional intelligence
he
to him.
No doubt. No doubt.
As far as Jalen Petrie, he had one answer where the video is a lot better than the audio, because they asked him how is playing nickelback in the NFL or in this defense different than what he did at Baylor. And he started to answer the question. He said, that's a good question.
He got stumped.
And then he paused for, I'd say, like almost 10 seconds thought about it,
yep.
Started back in on it, and then thought about it again. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay, that's what we need to find out. We got to go back and see who asked the question. It was somebody off to the right-hand side over there.
Yeah.
And so it might have been Cole Thompson,
okay.
I think, might have asked it. We got to find out if he gets back to him, if he truly does.
Well, there's a few things. I think.
Hey, I've been thinking about
right,
it.
Right.
I meant to get back to you on that.
I mean, so I started thinking about it and thinking about the different ways. And there are, just between the NFL and college, there are differences in just where the standard break in a route is on different routes. Like the yard marks are a little bit, the landmarks are a little bit different.
Yeah.
But then also, I think he's probably going to be asked to be a lot more conscious of what the coverage is behind him, all of those kinds of things that go beyond just I'm covering faster,
right.
You know, better route runners.
For sure.
There's a lot of mental stuff on it.
John Metchie, the third one out of the 2022 quartet. Talked about Kenyon Green. We talked about Petrie. No Metchie at practice yesterday. Not sure if that's a load management situation or not. But when Mechie's been out here so far, he's looked pretty good. His ironically, the day he had his best play was the same day he dropped a couple balls, where he had that deep ball from Davis Mills. But all the things that we've been hearing about Metchie throughout the workouts, the private workouts that CJ was doing with guys in California, minicamp and OTAs, it definitely looks like the explosiveness has been turned up a half a notch.
Yeah, and I can't remember who it was that was talking about this, but it was Bobby Slowick was talking about one of the biggest differences with John Metchie is just that he can be, he's healthy and he's fresh and he's fully his 100% physical self.
Yep.
And through a combination of an ACL and then cancer treatments, which is like, you can't understate how big a deal that can be, you weren't seeing the best physical version of John Metchie until this year.
Right.
I think you remember last year, he looked good, right? And he'd been working out and everything. But that's a whole different thing than coming out and practicing for a couple hours every single day. It's just the weight room strength or the off-season running just isn't the same as coming out there and taxing yourself in that way. And it's individual for each one of these several guys now that have come back from cancer. Some guys have come back very quickly. Other guys, it's taken 2 or 3 or 4 years at times for them to actually, you know, get back out there and be the best version of themselves.
Yep. So hopefully Metchie keeps it going. Hopefully he's back out here today. That's when I get worried, when guys are gone 2 straight days.
Right.
Guys gone a day. D'Amico's got a good
day. Or it's a rest day.
It's a rest day if they're out for one.
Day.
Yeah, if they're out for two, then it means something's wrong. So hopefully Mechie's out here today. At least that's my way of assessing it. Damian Pierce is the last one. Damian Pierce, out of these four guys, is the one guy that we've actually seen perform at the highest level.
Had a probable touchdown yesterday.
Yeah. And he's looked better in this system. Again, granted, so far, most of it without pads, some of it with pads, but he's looked more decisive. You know, we knew there was going to be a lot of introspection going on with Damian Pierce during the offseason, based in part on the interview he did with me and Clint on the postgame.
It was a great interview he did with you guys.
Thank you.
It was really, I listened to it like 7 times in the offseason.
You don't hear players talk like that
right.
very often.
Yeah.
You know, he was very self-critical and honest about where he was in Bobby Slowick's system. Here was Titus Howard yesterday saying he's seeing a different Damian Pierce.
DP is DPing. You know, DP is one of the most talented running backs I play with. And I think this year is like probably one of the most, it's probably the most explosive I've seen him. Even more than his rookie year. He looks faster, he's leaner. He still, you know, can run the ball really hard, but I think he's in a great spot too. Him and Joe Mixon back there, man, we do what we got to do up front. Them boys going to run the rock for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of these things. I'm very encouraged by what we've seen. We just don't really know for sure until he gets out in the preseason games.
Correct.
The tough thing about the way preseason games are managed this year is I'd really like to see Dameon Pierce out there with the first team offensive line a whole bunch, but I don't know how many total series we're actually going to get with that, you know, because this is the as a zone running core running back trying to learn that system last year behind the way that offensive line was run blocking made it doubly hard, because there's a part of it when you go back and watch the Texans and Gary Kubiak scheme back when they were really, really good at it. It's part of it. Part of the job of the offensive lineman is to make sure that it's a clear read for the running back, because that running back's, you know, barreling towards the offensive tackle's hip, and he's got to make a decision whether to cut inside or go outside, and he's got to make it in an instant. And if that offensive tackle isn't doing a good job of making the read really clear, you're going to start to see that stutter stepping. Yeah. Instead of one cut and go, you see stutter stepping, a pitter-pat, which we saw out of Dameon last year. I think this offensive line so far looks like a more cohesive unit and one that understands the zone running scheme a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, health is going to be a big deal for this offensive line. I love the reps that Blake Fisher's getting on this offensive line. Like, in a way, and I'm looking forward to asking Nick about that. Like, in a way, is Laramie doing his workouts off to the side? You know, is that for the overall betterment of the depth of the team? Is it better that Blake Fisher's getting all these reps in camp right now?
You know what I mean? Yeah, and just I think their willingness to do it and put Kamari Lassiter out there right into the mix. It's not a depth chart thing per se. It's not strictly a depth chart thing. I don't think that they penciled in Kamari Lassiter as a starter right off the bat, but they are looking at that as like, okay, that's something that if it works out that way and we think if this kid can play the way we project he can, then let's find out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Instead of tiptoeing around and thinking like, well, maybe by week 4 or 5, we can send him out there.
Yeah.
No, Bill O'Brien, that was a standard hallmark of Bill O'Brien. Didn't want the rookies to play. Don't play the rookies. Can't let the rookies play. And then after week 1, 6 starters would be benched, and they'd throw some jackass out there who hadn't taken any reps against starters.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Getting retroactively angry about
and that. I'll say this too. Like, I'm just going to cite the top 4 rookies because, you know, those are the names people know. But Fisher, Lassiter, Bullock, and then I'll throw Kate Stover in there.
Yeah.
They've all been running around with what we'll call the ones at points throughout camp here. None of them looked overwhelmed. You know, like, none of them look like they don't belong. And people are going to go, well, it's camp. We've seen rookies come out here before that have been drafted higher than some of these guys and look like – Kahale Waring looked like he had just put on a football uniform for the first time.
Kahale Waring was off chasing dragonflies, you know, gleefully. Gleefully. Yeah. At one point.
Lightning
bugs. I've never seen dragonflies lightning like this. Oh, my goodness.
Why does Kahale have a jar? Catching fireflies.
These dragonflies are magnificent out
they
here.
They are, yeah.
I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park.
All right. Nick Caserio is going to join us out here shortly, right here at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him. What's he seen out here at training camp so far from the rookies? How has C.J. Stroud made his job easier? We'll talk about all that with the Texans GM coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.